Hello and welcome to The Music and the Movies, a program that looks at and listens to the sweet spot where music and movies intersect. In this hour, we ponder the special alchemy that happens when sound meets image, where music lovers and cinephiles come together. We explore a different theme in each episode, arranged around an idea or a person, and we delve into why some of our favorite movie moments are also musical ones. My name is Robert Horton. I'm a movie critic and historian and a member of the National Society of Film Critics. I'll play some music and talk about it in an attempt to get to the bottom of a lifelong fascination with why film is so especially intoxicating when music is involved. And at the end of each show, I'll round things off with the trailer, a particular cut that either didn't fit into the overall flow or has some special meaning to me or just so weird it deserves its own spot. So join us, won't you, for The Music and the Movies. Today's episode, Bob Dylan. When a complete unknown, that movie about Bob Dylan's early days as a Greenwich Village folk singer came out in late 2024, I thought to myself, I want to find the episode that we've done on Dylan for The Music and the Movies so I could repost it. But funny story, we never did an episode on Dylan. It just absolutely seemed like that. I was convinced of it because I'd thought about the idea a lot, and we'd included a few Dylan-related tracks along the way. So now we figure it's time to do an episode proper. I'm not going to keep anybody in suspense. To me, Dylan is an artistic hero, and when they gave him the Nobel Prize for Literature, the only issue I had was that it was frankly overdue. And for all of Dylan's success in the world of music since the early 1960s, he has had an interesting relationship to movies, occasionally dabbling in that medium. He's written films, he's acted a bit, directed one, got an Oscar for Best Song, and of course his songs have appeared in literally hundreds of movies. So we're going to scan the Dylan movie horizon today and hit some favorite moments, not all of which will be performed by Bob Dylan, because some of the Dylan-inspired movies have had other people singing, including, of course, a complete unknown. And at the end of the show, for the trailer, we will pick an especially quirky example of Dylan intersecting with the movies. But of course, we do want to hear the voice, at least many of us do, of the former Robert Zimmerman, and we will start that way. As an evocation of the early Greenwich Village days, you know, A Complete Unknown was actually preceded by a great Coen Brothers movie, Inside Llewyn Davis, from 2013. That fictional portrait of an unlucky folk singer who never quite made it concludes with its main character exiting the stage of the Gaslight Cafe just as an unidentified, spindly figure in the distance moves into the spotlight. And as soon as that person begins singing, we know that all the right things that might have happened to our snake bit hero are about to happen to this newcomer, because we know the voice as Bob Dylan's. And we know what happened after he hit the stage in 1961. The song the Coens chose to plug in here is an early recording. It was actually unreleased at the time, of a song called Farewell, typical Dylan composition from the folky days, inspired by much older traditional songs. Here's that stirring and slightly chilling moment from Inside Llewyn Davis.
On a highway going west, though I'm traveling on a path beaten trail. So it's fairly well, my own. my darling, who's bound to stay behind. I will write you a letter from time to time. As I'm rambling, you can travel with me too. With my head, my heart, and my hands, my love, I will send what I learned back home to you. So it's fare thee well, my own true love. We'll meet another day, another time. It ain't the leaving that's a grieving me, but my true love was bound to stay behind. I will tell you of the laughter, troubles, be them somebody else's or my own. With my hands in my pocket and my coat collar high, I will travel unnoticed and unknown. So it's fairly well, my own true love. We'll meet another day, another time. That's a grieving me, but my true love was bound to stay behind. I've heard tell of a town where I might as well be bound. It's down around the old Mexican plains. They say that the people are all friendly there, and all they ask of you.
That is Farewell, written and performed by Bob Dylan, a track that comes in at the end of the Coen Brothers' Inside Llewyn Davis to introduce a new rising star. Dylan's rise was meteoric, and he didn't take long to controversially move from pure acoustic folk to rock and roll. In fact, the movie A Complete Unknown finds its climax in Dylan going electric at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965. That new Dylan sound emerged in movies as well, including a pair of documentaries that were released in 1967. Festival included scenes from Dylan's performances over the years at the various Newport festivals, while Don't Look Back was a pioneering cinema verite documentary, followed Dylan on a tour in Britain, and that movie opened with a really glorious montage that kind of helped create the idea of a music video. Dylan standing there on the street, flipping big cue cards with some of the lyrics from Subterranean Homesick Blues as that song played on the soundtrack. People still rip off this idea for commercials and music videos and what have you. You can imagine those cheeky visuals as we listen to Dylan's song.
Mixing up the medicine, I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills, you only got 10. Maggie comes Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that care out of fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around an inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jail, jump bail, join the army, it fail. Look out, kid, you're
you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool. Don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep on short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Tired of these success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on a day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
That is Subterranean Homesick Blues, written and performed by Bob Dylan, and the basis of a great curtain-raising sequence from the 1967 documentary Don't Look Back. Well, we said that Dylan gets interested in film from time to time, and one of his great flings at it came with the 1973 Western Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, a Western directed by Sam Peckinpah, for which Peckinpah, I think, seemed to recognize that the new mythology of the outlaw was embodied by the rock star, so he cast Kris Kristofferson as Billy the Kid and hired Dylan to do the music, which led to Dylan actually getting cast in kind of a spontaneous role, a character who follows in Billy's footsteps. There's one scene in the movie where Billy's crew asks what his name is, and he says, Alias. And they say, Alias what? And he says, Alias anything you please. So that's what they call him. The soundtrack tapped deep into Dylan's interest in Americana and folkloric ideas. It includes variations on a ballad called Billy. We're going to hear the shortest and most serious of those tracks. This one is called Billy Seven.
Spend the night with some sweet senorita. Into her dark hallway she will lead you. In some lonesome shadow she might greet you. Billy, you're so doggone far away from home. They say that Pat Garrett's got your number. Sleep with one eye open when you slumber. Every little sound just might be thunder. Thunder from the barrel of his gun. Maybe you will find yourself tomorrow. Drinking in some bar to hide your sorrow. Spending the time that you borrow. Bigger ring away to get back home.
Billy Seven, that's one of the songs composed for the soundtrack of Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid by Bob Dylan. And that movie itself, a folk ballad that unfolds in different stanzas like that. The most famous piece of music from that film is played in a sequence that doesn't involve the title characters, but two figures in Sam Peckinpah's American Western landscape, played by the great character actors Slim Pickens and Katie Hurado, as the reality of death appears suddenly by the riverside. This calls forth the haunting Dylan classic, Knockin' on Heaven's Door.
Ooh.
too dark to see. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
That is Knockin' on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan, which comes into a haunting scene in Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, a movie in which Dylan plays a peripheral yet memorable role. You're not really sure why his character is there, but you can't quite forget him. I'm Robert Horton. You're listening to The Music and the Movies, and we are talking about Bob Dylan and film. Dylan got the itch to make a movie himself after Pat Garrett, and he created the strange four-hour entity known as Rinaldo and Clara. Released in 1978, although the word released might not be quite relevant for this very little scene project. It was shot during a tour with Dylan and his wife Sarah and Joan Baez and many others playing variations on themselves. There's lots of concert footage and seemingly improvised and somewhat impenetrable dramatic scenes. And that movie didn't really do anything for Dylan's movie career. But another 1978 release was more of a boost. This was The Last Waltz, classic concert film, directed by Martin Scorsese, shot during the farewell concerts by The Band, with whom Dylan had made some pretty memorable music a decade earlier. Yeah, so Dylan was the primo guest star among a group of pretty great guest stars. He did a couple of his songs along the way, and then for the grand finale of the show, the whole entourage assembled on stage for a communal singing of Dylan's I Shall Be Released, which The Band had recorded some years earlier. So that's a really wonderful communal moment. Dylan and Richard Manuel trade lead verses on this, and everybody from Neil Young and Van Morrison, Joni Mitchell are supplying the chorus.
We got a couple of we got Ringo and Ronnie Wood are going to help us out on this one too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a stirring performance of Bob Dylan's I Shall Be Released with Dylan and the band and an all-star cast of backup singers. That is from the concert film The Last Waltz. Dylan occasionally after that popped into movies. As this 1987 movie called Hearts of Fire, very odd music picture where he lends his presence opposite Fiona, don't know if you remember her from those days, and Rupert Everett is in that film, and he sings a couple of songs and plays a famous rock star. That one didn't go anywhere. Of course, he did music videos all along the way. There were also moments when Dylan contributed a song that he was commissioned to write, especially for a film project. That's how he won his Oscar for the song Things Have Changed from Wonder Boys. Good movie released in the year 2000. And that's a fine song, but I'm actually going to play instead a slightly more eccentric title tune that he was commissioned to write for the 1986 film Band of the Hand. Yes, forgotten now, but executive produced by Michael Mann, actually, who was kind of hot at that time from Miami Vice. It's about a group of teenage delinquents who are given survival training in the Everglades, and then they're brought to Miami. They're supposed to act as some sort of positive force in the community, something like that. In my review of the movie, and yes, I have been around that long, I said that its attempt to provide a showy conclusion by blowing everything up at the end feels desperate, and the Bob Dylan title tune, heard a couple of times, actually creates a more vivid picture of the urban inferno than anything in this movie. All right, well, let's hear that song then, which might not be a classic, but does have a zesty Dylan vocal and a really insinuating guitar riff. Here is Band of the Hand.
Hey! respect. A knife's point or a trip to the joint is about all you can expect. They kill people here who stand up for their rights. This system's just too damn corrupt. It's always the same. The name of the game is who do you know higher up? Well,
it's hell time, babe. It's hell time, babe. It's hell time, babe.
The blacks and the whites, the idiotic, the exotic. Wealth is a filthy rag. So erotic, so unpatriotic, so wrapped up in the American flag. Exploiting the dumb, turning children into punks and slaves. Whose heroes and healers are rich dope dealers? Who should be put in that grave? Tell the truth now.
It's hell time, babe.
Well, look at here, honey.
It's hell time, babe. It's hell time, babe. It's hell time, babe.
Listen to me, Mr. Pussy Man. This might be your last night in a bed so soft. When our pimps on the make, politicians on the take, you can't pay us off. We gonna blow up your home of voodoo and watch it burn without any regret. We got the power with a new government. You just don't know it yet. Help me now. Bring it to me, honey.
That's the title song from Band of the Hand, written especially for the film by Bob Dylan and performed by Dylan. He's actually backed there by Tom Petty's band, the Heartbreakers. So Dylan became, of course, sufficiently legendary that people couldn't help making movies about him. And we're going to get to A Complete Unknown in a minute, but there were two from Martin Scorsese, the really terrific No Direction Home 2005 documentary, and also Rolling Thunder Review, a 2018 movie that mixed documentary material from Dylan's 1970s with some curiously made-up stuff. And then there was I'm Not There, sort of quasi-experimental movie by Todd Haynes from 2007, in which the enigma of Dylan is explored. And one of the things they did was they cast a series of different actors who all seem to be playing versions of Bob Dylan. These include Richard Gere, Ben Whishaw, Christian Bale, and, in perhaps the best incarnation, Cate Blanchett, who is very convincing. Soundtrack's made up of Dylan songs. Also got a lot of cover versions. On the album for that movie, there's a great cover of Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues Again by Cat Power. And the only reason I'm not playing it is it doesn't actually appear in the movie, but trust me, it kills. So Todd Haynes clearly loves the music, and there are some wonderful sequences set to Dylan's songs. I think my favorite follows a couple of young lovers played by Heath Ledger. He's playing an actor who is playing the Dylan figure in a movie, and also Charlotte Gainsbourg as their romance plays out, and I Want You plays on the soundtrack. It's a really joyous sequence. There's this one shot of her painting in an apartment as he sits on a couch reading. And there's something about the euphoria of the song and the camera movement and the vision of everyday passion. It just kind of breaks your heart. It's a good excuse to revisit I Want You.
The lonesome organ grinder cries. The silver saxophones say I should refuse you. The cracked bells and washed out horns blow into my face with scorn. But it's not that way, I wasn't born to lose you. I want you. I want you. I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep, and the saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. And I wait for them to interrupt me drinking from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. They've gone down, true love, they've been without it. But all their daughters put me down, cause I don't think about it. Well, I return to the Queen of Spades and talk with my chambermaid. She knows that she's not afraid to look at her. She is good to me, and there's nothing she doesn't see. She knows where I'd like to be, but it doesn't. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. Now your dancing child with his Chinese suit. He spoke to me, I took his flute. No, I wasn't very cute to him, was I? But I did it because he lied, and because he took you for a ride. Because time is on his side, and because I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
I Want You by Bob Dylan, used to evocative effect in the movie I'm Not There. I'm Robert Horton. I'm here, and you're listening to The Music in the Movies. We're talking about Bob Dylan and film. You know, everybody else seems to love I'm Not There. I'm a little mixed on it, I have to say. In my review, I wrote, I guess Todd Haynes is suggesting that Dylan is all these different people, a shapeshifter who has changed his persona many times over the years. As a Dylan fan, I'm kind of tired of this argument. How about approaching Dylan as a single individual, which as far as I know, he actually is, in full command of his powers as an artist? Maybe he chooses these roles because he thinks he'll create great music out of them. Well, I stand by that, I guess. But that 2007 release uses original Dylan tracks, but also, as we mentioned, there's a few cover versions, so why don't we listen to one of those? And this one does appear in the movie. It's a signature Dylan song, The Times They Are A-Changin', lip-synced on screen by Christian Bale, but actually voiced by Mason Jennings, who keeps close to the original, including the use of some Dylan-esque harmonica.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing. Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't just stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend a hand. For the times, they are changing. Line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are changing.
Times They Are a Changin', written by Bob Dylan, performed there by Mason Jennings. That's from the soundtrack of I'm Not There, a film about, well, the idea of Bob Dylan, I guess, made without his participation, but with his approval. You know, that's one of the most recognizable of all Dylan's songs from back in the early protest song phase. So, of course, it has to be there in movies like I'm Not There and A Complete Unknown. The anthemic quality of it, I always feel like it makes it a little too easy as a shortcut for a filmmaker or a headline writer or whatever who wants to make a point. I remember watching Oliver Stone's Vietnam film, Born on the 4th of July, and early in the going of that movie, a character starts singing that to himself, and I really just cringed and thought, man, Oliver just cannot resist the obvious move there. I think the movie recovers rather well after that. But, you know, still, the message, or at least the title, has been kind of overdone, which is really a shame, because you would think that the lyrics might have become dated, but lines like, "The waters around you have grown," sound eerily clairvoyant now. We should also note that I think maybe the most frequently used and, let's say, overused Dylan song in movies and TV, it's got to be All Along the Watchtower, largely thanks to the great Jimi Hendrix cover version. It shows up in Forrest Gump's Vietnam scenes and in The Watchmen's, in the sci-fi vistas of that movie. So much so that I think we're going to give it a pass this time. Now, I'm Not There is a film that is anything but a conventional biopic. The 2024 film A Complete Unknown is a conventional biopic, except maybe in one department. Movie covers the early years of Dylan's success, with Timothy Chalamet doing suitably mysterious work, I think, and singing fairly credibly. Part of the story covers Dylan's personal and professional association with Joan Baez, who was already, of course, a major star of folk music when this scruffy kid from Minnesota came into town. Let's hear how the two actors who play those characters, Chalamet and Monica Barbero, do at the vocal part of their roles as they sing together on Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, one of the absolute greatest kiss-off songs of all time.
It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right.
And it ain't no use in calling out my name, babe, like you never did before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, I can't hear you anymore. I'm thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. I'm going down that long, lonesome road, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye is too good a word, babe, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind, could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time, but don't think twice, it's all right.
That is Don't Think Twice, It's All Right by Bob Dylan, performed there for the movie A Complete Unknown by Timothy Chalamet and Monica Barbero, both of them Oscar-nominated for their performances as Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. I'm Robert Horton. You're listening to The Music of the Movies. We're talking about Bob Dylan and movies. I said that A Complete Unknown is much more conventional than I'm Not There, and it is, but I really dug it anyway. And the one thing I really loved about it, beyond those committed performances all across the board in that movie, really, is that unlike most biopics, it does not try to explain the protagonist's genius. Everybody loves these explanations these days. Movies about artists have to find a key from their life that unlocks the secret, like a psychological trauma or an abusive parent or an identity as an outcast, whatever it is. Sometimes I feel like art these days exists in order to be deciphered so that we have an answer. And A Complete Unknown just refuses to do that. We don't understand where Dylan's genius comes from at the end of the movie any better than we did before it. And that is just fine. The music itself is what should matter. All right, well, the trailer music leads us to another byroad in the Dylan movie story. After a long layoff from films, in 2003, Bob Dylan co-wrote and starred in a Hollywood movie that was crammed with great actors. Presumably they did it just to be around Bob Dylan, I guess. The movie is called Masked and Anonymous, in which Dylan plays a rock star ex-con named Jack Fate, who reappears in a kind of a futuristic America with a message for everybody. In my review of that film, I said that the movie was a crazed affair that is largely bewildering, occasionally hilarious, and frequently tuneful. It is a mess, but it's the kind of mess that inspires a cult following. Usually dressed in sleek rockabilly suits, Dylan looks very slight but strangely elegant. He's got a pencil-thin mustache and the crumbling look of the last surviving Civil War soldier. His interaction with the other actors is non-existent. Mostly he just watches them and then offers some cryptic one-liner. Well, okay, so be advised about this film, but one of the fun things about it is the soundtrack, which has Dylan songs in it, but also some very wacky Dylan covers, like there's a Japanese language version of My Back Pages. So I think this is a good slot for the trailer, because we will dip into that with a take on Like a Rolling Stone, Dylan's most definitive song, really anybody's most definitive song, rendered in an Italian language hip-hop version by a duo called Articolo 31. The title, therefore, for this movie, for this song, is actually Como una pietra scalciata. All right, well, let's find out if this answers the question, how does it feel?
I've got something to tell you.
Eri la più carina, un'eterna Miss Liceo, il trofeo per il torneo dei Romeo che dietro di te facevano corteo e tu sfruttavi tutti senza scrupoli, indossavi uomini come abiti. Con la tua bellezza li rendevi deboli, servile da arrendevoli. Poi quando ti stancavi li buttavi tipo straccio vecchio. Dei loro sentimenti non ti curavi, amavi solo la persona riflessa nel tuo specchio. Così sei cresciuta giudicando tutto dall'aspetto, pensando che la confezione c'entri con la qualità del prodotto. In base a questo hai scelto i tuoi amici, persino il tuo compagno. Era bello, quindi era degno di far parte del regno di apparenza di cui in testa tu avevi il disegno. Era come un sogno, ti sposaste a giugno, a settembre ti mostrò il suo pugno. Dimmi ora come ci si sente a essere insultata, ignorata, a essere picchiata da una mano ubriaca. Ora che anche il tuo specchio non ti vuole più vedere, ora che la tua bellezza sta nel fondo di un bicchiere, dimmi come ci si sente. Fuori, su questo hai investito tutte le energie e i tuoi avere, ricordo il tuo concetto di straniero, dicevi questo non è il posto loro, sono maleducati e sporchi, ci portano via lavoro. Difendevi la tua ottusità come un tesoro, quello è il tuo sentiero che non ti ha portato a sentire che il terreno su cui ogni giorno camminiamo, noi non lo possediamo, lo occupiamo e non è italiano, africano, è un dono che è stato fatto a ogni essere umano. I confini, le barriere, le bandiere sono giunti dopo, aiutando l'odio, la guerra, il razzismo a fare il loro gioco. Dimmi come ti senti ora che non ci sono più confini e le frontiere sono aperte. Tu appendere al chiodo la tua camicia verde, la bandiera più non serve. Ora che hai speso tutto e sei ridotto all'elemosina, finalmente sai che non c'è colore, razza, ma solo anima. Ora tu sei l'emarginata, evitata, scalciata, ignorata, quando chiedi qualche moneta. Ora che non hai più una proprietà che ti dia un'identità, sventoli soltanto la bandiera della povertà.
Thank you. parte, fatto di tasche piene di porte aperte, ma insoddisfatto della vita delle tue spalle coperte. Non avevi mai lavorato per mangiare, lo stesso avevi tutto quello che si può desiderare. Giravi declamandoti infelice a gran voce, ti dicevo che eri fortunata ma non ti davi pace. Il tuo dramma era scoprire chi eri, ma quello è il dramma di ogni uomo, ed è più facile soffermarci di sopra stomaco pieno. Non immaginavi quanto scotta e come dura portare a casa la pagnotta. Ora lo sai dopo che il papi ha fatto bancarotta. Avevi il meglio ma non lo hai prezzato, perché non possiedi niente, se niente ti sei guadagnato. Dimmi come ci si sente ora che devi sudarti beni materiali. Vedi che hai poco spazio per i problemi esistenziali. Ora che sei una parte del mondo che ignoravi, sei diventata una di quelle pietre che scalciavi.
Well, that was an adaptation of Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone, rendered into Italian rap by Articolo 31 under the title Come una pietra scalciata. That's from the soundtrack of Masked and Anonymous. When that movie came out, I interviewed the director, Larry Charles, and I asked him what Bob Dylan thought of the film, and Charles told me he's never seen the movie and he probably never will see the movie. He never listens to his records after he's finished with them. You know the expression of his, don't look back. He has nothing to gain by seeing the movie or listening to his records. It's done. That's for you and me to enjoy. But for him, he's moving on. He's like Shane. He can't look back. There's no point. In order to keep himself artistically vital, he just keeps moving forward. Well, okay. You know, Dylan's songs, they keep being used. They've been heavily used in recent years on movies and TV. I also feel that some of his songs really are movies. You think about the vivid storytelling of a song like Hurricane, which told the tale of the unjustly jailed boxer Reuben Carter, and which was eventually used in a movie that was made of that story. Along with having that strong cinematic quality of imagery, Dylan has also created a sideline of painting canvases that are drawn from movie scenes, for which I think he shows pretty good taste in films. Yeah, you could go in dozens of different directions with a show like this, but I hope you've enjoyed this sampling of the movie career, one of our great artists, and I hope with his usual whimsy, Dylan might get interested in movies again before he calls it quits. We're going to go out with a favorite Dylan song that plays during the opening credits of I'm Not There. It's Stuck Inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again, which is proof that there's an art to the opening credit sequence and the selection of a song to go with it. That propulsive drive of this song, the torrent of wordplay, really carries you right into the movie, which is accompanied by this camera that glides past the kinds of faces of characters who might have sprung from the Dylan universe. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? I'm Robert Horton, and as the Joker said to the thief, thank you for listening to the music and the movies. Wait.
Now he's buried in the rocks. But everybody still talks about how bad they were shot. For me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when he built the fire on Main Street and shot it. Just like